Massachusetts Senator Ted Kennedy no longer has trouble getting on airplanes, as he did last year when his name matched one on the government's terrorist watch list. But that does not mean the watch lists are entirely fixed. Many airline passengers are still being delayed and annoyed. The Transportation Security Administration hopes to eliminate most of the problems with a new passenger screening program called Secure Flight. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
Tom and Terry Barry of Annapolis, Maryland, are new retirees who look forward to lots of travel. So they were very disturbed when they learned recently that both of their names are on the terrorist watch list. They found out when they tried to check in for a flight at Reagan National Airport with their grown daughter and her two young children.
The clerk said, "I'm sorry, there's a problem here," and took our ID and our daughter's ID, and that was the time they disappeared. Came back about 20 minutes later and said, "Okay, you can proceed."
But what they said is, "You are all on the list."
At the time, the Barrys didn't think much about it. They were headed to Kansas City to see Terry's dying father. But then it kept happening, sometimes to Terry, always to Tom. They couldn't print boarding passes online, or use curbside check-in, or the electronic kiosk. One ticket agent gave them a letter from the Transportation Security Administration explaining that innocent people are sometimes mistaken for those on the terrorist watch list, and there's a process to clear their names.
We went from being puzzled to being alarmed.
Terry called the toll-free TSA number to find out just what was going on. She was told she had to provide additional personal information and notarized copies of three forms of ID to have her name cleared. Frustrated, she refused.
I have no idea why I'm on the list. I don't understand. And there doesn't seem to be any way for me to find out how I'm on this list. And I'm puzzled over why the onus is on me to show that I haven't done anything wrong and not on them to show that I have.
In fact, the government says it's unlikely that Barry has done anything wrong. Her name is probably just similar to one on either the no-fly list of suspected or known terrorists or on a separate list of those who require additional scrutiny. A big problem is that most of the information about the lists, how one gets on or off, and even how big they are, is secret. TSA says the information is not appropriate for public release. But aviation industry sources tell NPR that the two lists are growing rapidly and now include some 70,000 names. Many of them are common ones, such as David Smith.
I'm sure there's more than one, you know, but this David Smith doesn't belong on the list as far as he's concerned. You know what I'm saying?
But when David Smith of River Edge, New Jersey, went to the airport at Christmas time with his 87-year-old father, Harold, he learned that both their names had been flagged. The younger Smith says he wouldn't have been so upset if it hadn't been for the inconvenience for his father, who was in a wheelchair and is partially blind.
I think the woman told me it was at random, you know. Well, she said to me, even Ted Kennedy's on this list. And I said, well, Ted Kennedy was involved in a fatality with an automobile. I haven't been involved in anything like that. Why am I on it? They don't know. I don't mind being on the list if everybody else in the country is on the list.
His story and that of the Barrys are not unusual. The American Civil Liberties Union has compiled hundreds of similar tales for possible litigation. TSA Assistant Administrator Justin Oberman understands the frustration, but he says the agency is dealing with an out-of-date screening system that varies from airline to airline.
And what ends up happening as a result of that is there are many potential matches generated that are in fact not the same person, and that's because the technology will take a potential match, even if it's just a very small likelihood, and send that back and say, hey, this is a match that has to be resolved at the airport.
He says that's often easily done just by showing a driver's license with a date of birth that distinguishes the person at the counter from the one on the watch list. Oberman says about 2,000 people have also taken advantage of the TSA clearance process, which puts the person's name with identifying details on a separate cleared list for the carrier.
They see that the Jim Smith flying that morning is in fact the same person as the person on the cleared list, and they issue the boarding pass, and there's no wait in the airport. Of course, it's not perfect because we're dealing with 1.8 million people flying every day at 400 airports.
And that's one reason TSA is eager to implement Secure Flight. The new system is intended to update and consolidate the matching process within TSA. Passengers will be required to give their full names and birth dates when they buy tickets. Oberman says that alone should cut problems in half.
The system is going to be much more efficient and, of course, we think much more effective as well, because we'll have better technologies, won't miss potential matches, and we won't stop people who are, in fact, not on the list.
But civil liberties and privacy groups are skeptical that things will go as planned. Tim Sparapani of the ACLU says there are few details yet about how secure flight will work and what kind of redress system TSA plans to clear innocent people and fix errors. He thinks secure flight should be delayed or even scrapped because in the end it's unlikely to catch the bad guys.
It's very easy for someone who is a sophisticated criminal or a sophisticated terrorist to obtain the identity of someone else and present themselves at an airport as if they were that person.
TSA's Oberman says identity theft is definitely a problem. The agency is testing the use of commercial databases to help spot phony IDs. But lawmakers are wary about allowing this part of the program to go forward because of privacy concerns. Many of those delayed at airports say they wouldn't mind the extra scrutiny if they really thought the system worked. Gerald Clark, a business and finance consultant from Massachusetts, just started getting flagged last month.
What seems to be developing here is this momentum for more data collection and more systems, and I'm just curious if anyone stood back and asked, how well is this doing the original job of protecting us?
He doesn't think very well at all. TSA officials respond that they're required by law to screen passengers, and while there might be some gaps, it's only one layer in a multi-layered airport security program. But Terry Barry thinks the effort is misdirected.
If they're interested in protecting society from people named Terry Barry, they should be finding those people who are a threat. I just see this as useless, and I see this as an incredible waste of my tax dollar.
And to make her point, she decided to book her next flight under the name T. Barry to see what would happen. Bingo, she wrote in an email, I got my boarding pass online. Justin Oberman of TSA says secure flight won't be so easily evaded. He promises big improvements. If TSA meets a number of congressional requirements, secure flight is set to begin in August. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.